And it's interesting to notice that this word is actually very common in the Gospels and even throughout the New Testament, but it's almost never translated, let us be attentive. It's almost always translated, trust me, be aware. I got it. Beware. Yeah, be aware. It, from which we get the English word beware. As a warning, that's how it is in today's Gospel. Beware of the scribes. You hear in the Gospel, beware of the scribes and Pharisees. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Beware often, and that's this word, be attentive. Be aware of what's going on in your midst. And so we're really very frequently exhorted, not just in the services, but in the Holy Scriptures, have a kind of a mental awareness, attentiveness to the situation that we're in, the present situation, including its dangers. When I hear, be it, let us be attentive, or let us attend in the services, I think, oh, well, that's right before the epistle, or right before the gospel, I should pay attention to what's in the gospel, what's in the reading. But in these cases that we have from the New Testament, it seems like we should also be aware of those thieves and robbers that are trying to break in and steal. We should be on guard. We should be aware in the sense of beware. At these critical moments, we're going to be tempted to distraction, to anxiety, to worries, to cares that pull us away from the gifts that God has for us. In today's gospel, he sets before us there's really two different types of people. There's the people who, as a first pass, the people who are prominent in culture, prominent in society. They have nice clothes, they know everybody, they go to the stores and the people greet them, they know who they are, and people like to greet them because people like to be around important people, and the important people like to be greeted because they like to feel important. And people are well off with finances and money. They can give generously to the church and still have plenty left over for their vacations and luxuries and second homes or third cars or whatever it might be. So there's people who are kind of basically well off in the world, socially, financially, and power and influence, reputation, whatever it might be. And then there's people that are represented like this poor widow who occurs both of the sections of the gospel that we have today. Both people occur in both. There's the wealthy, the well-off, the well-to-do people that occur that we should be aware of. And then they're repeated in this little account that Jesus gives all these people coming forward to give money to the rich out of their abundance. Now, then it says in the first section that these well-to-do people actually end up kind of abusing, taking advantage of poor widows. They're so caught up in themselves that even the people who have almost nothing, they still can extract something from them. And then that widow reoccurs in what Jesus sees when he looks up and sees people putting money into the treasury, making their offerings at the temple, and this widow gives two copper coins. And Jesus says that she gave more than all of the other people, all of the rich people, because they gave out of their abundance and she gave all that she had. So we should beware of the way in which the world works such that we value this kind of prominence and power and influence and success and belittle and dismiss what seems, trivial, two pennies, two copper coins. People who don't have any power or influence in the world, nobody knows their name, nobody turns and looks when they walk in the store and say, oh, did you see that so-and-so? So-and-so just came here, just came in, just entered. Now, as often the case, it looks like the former group of people are condemned and the latter group is elevated, raised up, but that's true in a certain kind of way. But the important thing to focus on in Jesus' words is that whether or not we're giving out of our abundance, or whether we're giving all that we have, that's really what distinguishes these two. There's many people in Scripture who had a lot and they gave it all. And this isn't really just in the sense of giving all of your money to the poor and then following me, or giving all of your money to the church. Those cases happen, but there's many cases where that doesn't happen, where the wealthy and influential people don't give up what they have in this sort of explicit way. But it's always the case that these people make an offering of all that they have to God, even if they remain in their place of work, their influence in society, maybe if they still have significant sums of money. There's some way in which it's possible for us to take that and make it an offering to God. To be aware of those things that we're clinging to and holding on to and letting go of them. So it's really the attitude, not only that what we have we receive from God, but if God wants to take it back, he can have it. So even if it's not actually given away, it's available for others. And this isn't just our finances, it's especially, for example, our time. Do we have time for other people? Do we give the time to others as it's out of our abundance? Or do we give time to people as God puts them in our lives, as there's need? So the importance of being aware, being attentive to each and every moment, not a one time for all, give everything away, go live as a hermit, but at this very moment, am I willing to offer and give to God what I have in terms of time, attentiveness, focus, attention? Is the way that I'm living my life at this moment trying to draw attention to me? Or am I content with just being present? Like Mary, Martha and Mary, listening to what Christ has for me. This is really the message of the gospel today. Not that we have to go out and sell all that we have and give to the poor, although that would be fine. But that we're attentive and aware at every moment that we're offering all that we have to God for him to take and do it as he pleases. So we hear this again, time and again, in the services to remember the Holy Theotokos and all the saints. And in remembering them, we respond the way they responded. We offer ourselves, one another, and our whole life, the entirety of our life, to Christ our God. That's really what we're being told in today's gospel. That at every moment, this memory of who God is and who his people are, that focus, that attentiveness on that reality really frees us to make this offering of the current moment, of what we have in our possessions, what we have in our time, what we have in our mental attentiveness, a kind word, a listening ear. This is what needs to be offered to God. So as we get closer to this time of Great Lent, where we're really more focused on setting things aside that distract us and being aware of the presence of Christ in our lives, let us take heed to this passage today and simply offer the current moment to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.